And welcome to another edition of Rhino Knows Sports, and I'm your host, The Rhino. Today, we are definitely in the thick of it when it comes to March Madness, and we're going to break down more of March Madness in a second. We need to really get into this because March Madness is here to stay, and it is just around the corner, and we need to be prepared for every possible thing that it can become and everything that it will become. As time allows and as things change, we're able to find ways to make this all work out. So, thank you all so much for listening. And thank you all so much for listening to the podcast and telling all your friends about the podcast and getting the word out about what's going on with the podcast. So, thank you all so much for listening and telling all your friends and family about this podcast. I really like doing this podcast, and right now we're going to be in a lot of March Madness heavy kind of topics with a lot of different people at play. There's a lot happening with March Madness, and right now we are in the thick of it. So let's get into it. So we have the brackets. Now, if you haven't yet, I would quickly fill out those brackets because within the next couple of days, they will be pretty much obsolete because pretty soon everybody's going to have their brackets filled out and there's a ton of stuff going on. So you don't want to miss out and you don't want to be disappointed by any single possible outcome and every single possible incidence of what could occur. So, with the brackets, everybody likes filling them out because sometimes you want to go with your heart. Sometimes you got to go with who's playing the best. Sometimes you got to go with what teams are ready or coming in hot for the March Madness tournament. You got to keep your eye on that type of things, and you got to be able to find those things within your daily walk as long as you're figuring out who's playing who and what's going on within the sports hemisphere. So, we have our first two games going on right now. First one, Wagner, which I sadly did not pick. When I picked Howard. I thought Howard was coming in off a win. I felt like Howard was going to dominate. Turns out Wagner came to play, so Wagner is in the tournament. When I say these timeouts, or not timeouts, but these play-in games, these are the play-in games that lead to the bracket. All of these teams are jockeying for a position to make it into the bracket. So, Wagner took it. Congratulations, Wagner. Wagner is in the tournament. They will be playing against the one seed in the West region. They will be playing the one seed in the West region. So keep your eye on that because they're already coming in with playing basketball already. So we got our second game, which is up to the date as we have it. And it is Colorado State versus Virginia. Currently, Colorado State has got an 18-point lead, which means that there is a lot happening there. One of those teams will face the 7 seed in the Midwest region. I don't know what's going to happen. I wanted to give you guys a quick update on what has been happening so far. We've got a few guys who've already got their double-digit points. We got a couple of rebounds here and there. Looks like Colorado State's really dominating the rebounds. And looks like the Virginia only has one player who scored over 10 points. Colorado State's got a few guys that have scored over 10 points. So we're looking at a lot of good things here, and we see a lot of potential going on within the court. So keep that in mind as we move forward into the bracketology. So what does all this mean? These teams are jockeying for position. They each want a place to play in the big dance. Each one of these teams is looking for a way to build their confidence and connect with the next team in the next division. So with each of these teams, there is a difference in play and there's a dynamic in play. I see a lot of players in these teams that they tend to play with a more juxtaposed kind of play. They're looking for ways to continue to build that team up and continues to work on that team and make it better. There's ample amounts of opportunities for each one of these teams to get better. There's ample amounts of opportunities for these teams to redeem themselves later on in the playoffs. This is what I would call in the NBA, but since this is the NCAA, this is what we would call the March Madness, which we've talked about in two previous podcasts, but we're breaking it down even more. I'm going to try to give you as much up-to-date coverage as I can, but with the podcasts, there's so much stuff to talk about with March Madness. March Madness would be like the playoffs of the NBA, the NFL. Like, this is that, but it's 64 teams. When I say it's win or go home, it's win or go home. When you're thinking about the teams you're rooting for, when you're writing out your brackets right now, remember, there are teams on there that aren't ready to play. There are teams that are ready to play. And then there are teams that just need to get off the snide. And what I mean by get off the snide is they need to get back into the swing of basketball. Maybe they haven't played in a few minutes. Maybe they haven't played in a couple days even. They need to get ready because it's a long grind. Some of these teams, potentially, like a team like Wagner or a team like Colorado State or Virginia, they're going to be looking to make a splash within the conference and the big dance. March Madness is all about upsets. It's all about who's going to actually win, who's going to come to play. Each one of these schools has a chance to hold up that title. And you never know who's going to take that title, who's going to take that crown, and who's going to be the best team out there. You cannot predict that. There's no way to predict that. There's so many different teams that when they leave it out on the court, there's a chance that they could win it all. And that's what March Madness is all about. Each and every one of these teams is coming to play. And they're looking for different ways to make their offense work. There are different ways to make their defense work. Like I'm seeing with Colorado State and Virginia live and in play, it is dominance. There is one team who is on it with 22-point lead. And then there's another team that is not making a lot of points. So, this is what I want to leave you guys with. Number one, I would recommend filling out your brackets. Feel free to send them to me if you get a chance, but fill out your brackets now because you never know who you want. Maybe you want Creighton to go all the way. Maybe you want Nebraska to go all the way, which they've never been that far. Maybe you want to see North Carolina again. Maybe you want to see Duke. That's okay. Each and every one of the teams that are in the tournament right now have a chance to win it all. So, when you're picking your teams for the bracket, remember what teams are coming in hot, which teams do you really want to root for, and which teams do you want to see in the Final Four. My second thing I want to leave you guys with is keep an eye on some of these games. Pretty soon, there's going to be 32 games happening. That means there is going to be constant content, constant media, constant watching of these teams. Root for those teams that you think are underdogs. Root for those teams that you think, whoa, I didn't expect that team to make it that far. That's the exciting thing about March Madness. Number three is just have fun out there. Each and every one of these games is fun. They just want to show you what's best and show you who the best teams are. And remember that. So, thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this part three of March Madness. I know I've tossed a lot of parts of March Madness, but this is kind of the sport right now. And I want to know more feedback on March Madness. How are you guys liking the March Madness breakdowns? I will try to keep us up to date as much as we can. I'll try and keep my bracket up to date as best I can to let you know who's in it and who's out, and give you guys constant updates on what happened with each of the teams. So, thank you all so much for listening, and I hope you guys have a good night. Have a good night, everybody. Bye-bye. Bye.